Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about WordPress multi-sites. When you should use a WordPress multi-site. Do you want to let us know what a WordPress multi-site is?
Yeah, absolutely. So WordPress multi-site is a configuration. Basically, you add a little bit of code to allow multi-site. And what it does is it allows you to have multiple sites within the same WordPress installation. And so basically, we're going to talk about the value of that in a second. But essentially, what it does is it adds a WordPress multi-site admin menu, and you can see all of the sites that are on your network of sites. And so there's a lot of benefits of it. It's not great for every situation, but there's situations where it's potentially a huge time saver.
Yeah, and we do have a couple of instances of multi-site with Aspen Grove Studios and Divi Space, and I'll kind of dive in and tell you some of the ways that we use multi-site internally for our company and stuff. And I think Tim's going to get us started off today.
Yeah, so I think the first situation where a multi-site is useful is if you have very similar sites with the same plugins and themes. And so, because the benefit of WordPress multi-site is the files are the same. So if you think of a WordPress site, you know, there's the database which stores the content, then there's the files, you know, that stores WordPress itself as well as plugins and themes. So with multi-site, the folders, the files are the same. You know, it creates new upload folders, you know, for images, but there's only one set of plugins, only one set of themes. And so the benefit of that is when you're doing updates, you just do the updates once and all the sites on the multi-site get that update. And so if you have a site, sites with, you know, that are similar, same plugins and themes, it can make a lot of sense. So for example, I use a multi-site in my product business for demo sites. So, you know, to show, oh, here's Royal Commerce, my e-commerce demo, and then other plugin demos as well. That way I don't have to have all these different installations that I have to do WordPress updates, plugin updates, theme updates, stuff like that. Kind of keeps it condensed into one place, makes it really easy to manage.
Yeah, and let me give you an example of what we use multi-site for, and it'll kind of give you an idea also. So we have the Demo Zone, which has been out for a couple of years now. It's a platform where we wanted to allow people to learn the Divi theme. And truthfully, when I conceived of the idea, it was to truly show the power that was in Divi. So we wanted to build, you know, 20, 25 custom design websites that used minimal to no CSS at all. And we wanted to build it all using modules in the Divi Builder itself and show you just how powerful this platform was. So we basically put this platform on a multi-site. We've now got like 25 sites on there where people can go in on the back end, take a look at what Divi looks like, first of all, and see exactly how we've achieved certain styling functionalities on the front end, and they can go in and inspect and take a look at it and stuff. So, you know, we didn't want to build out 25 different websites, so we put it on a multi-site installation so that the users could come in, they could have one login, and they could have access to all 25 sites and stuff. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yeah, that's a great example of multi-site. And you actually brought something up that is really important with multi-site is the one login. And so that's one of the benefits is, and you have control over how this plays out, but you can have one login that allows you to access any of the sites if that's the way you've set up to be. And so definitely the most popular WordPress multi-site out there that you might not even realize is a multi-site is WordPress.com. Now, we've talked about the differences between WordPress.org and WordPress.com. WordPress.com is a private business owned by Automattic, and it uses WordPress, of course, and they have it built on WordPress multi-site. So they have millions of websites that are technically on the same WordPress installation. They might have, you know, a bunch of different versions, and so there's actually more than just one single installation powering, you know, millions of sites. But that's the technology, the backbone of WordPress.com is WordPress multi-site, which is awesome. And one of the benefits is when you have a login, you can stay logged in and go and comment on any of the other WordPress sites that are on that network. You know, you obviously don't have access to, you know, get to their back end and make changes to their posts and pages, but that one login is the same for all of those sites.
And last but not least, Tim, of why you should use a WordPress multi-site, because it just makes you look cool.
Yeah, absolutely. One thing we didn't touch on, though, that I wanted to mention is the client sites. This is another use for WordPress multi-site. I have a multi-site that I put client sites on. I don't do it if they're, you know, complicated websites with a lot of custom functionality or e-commerce or anything like that. But if they're, you know, a very basic client brochure style site, you know, with a five pages, a blog, about, contact page, homepage, etc. Well, then I'll put them on my multi-site, and it saves me the trouble of having to update a bunch of different sites. I can update once, keeps things, you know, all in one place and kind of consolidated. But another benefit too is this is on WP Engine, which WP Engine charges per install. And so I have 20 or so sites that are on this one multi-site, but it only counts against me as one install. So it's kind of a WP Engine hack, so to speak, to get around the way they structure their pricing.
Careful, Tim. WP Engine's a bad word around here this week. It's a really bad word. Yeah. We won't dive off into it. So.
Yeah, they made some big changes to their pricing, and a lot of people are not happy.
Well, we hope you've learned some things about WordPress multi-site and why you may want to consider using it if you have a need for it. And obviously, there's not a need for everybody, but in the event that you do, multi-site's a great, great tool to use for WordPress. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about, do you need a formal education to be a good web developer? Tune in tomorrow and find out the answer. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.